This episode of Breakthrough Success is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/im/breakthrough to receive 20% off your first 6 months. What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark DeBerry, the podcast and coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcast. And when it comes to podcasts, YouTube, and anything else, something that's going to really help you along your journey on the road to success is analyzing your data, knowing what it means, and being able to take the right actions based on what the data is telling you. So we have a duo who's going to help you become data rich. So how can we use data to make more money and scale faster? So the guests who join us today, they are a data-driven power couple and the co-founders of Praxis Metrics, which is one of the fastest growing data companies in the world. They have built a team of over 25 members who build dashboards to scale businesses and provide analytics consulting, resulting in exponential growth for their customers. This duo also provides online and in-person data education training that teaches founders and teams how to take action from their data. So our guests who join us for this episode of Breakthrough Success are none other than AJ Yeager and Megan Connell. AJ and Megan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. We're excited to be here.
Thanks, Mark. We appreciate it. Love that intro.
I'm so happy to have both of you on Breakthrough Success, and I dig into data like crazy. I mean, maybe a little too much, but I really dig into the data to figure out what I'm doing, and I feel like that is something we all need to be doing. But at the same time, you don't want to overlook it. So I mean, overanalyze. So I feel like there are people who overlook it. There are people who overanalyze it. So I think where we should start is figuring out how do we hit that middle ground where we are in the data, like we're not overlooking it, but we're not overanalyzing and not taking action either.
Right. Not getting into process of analysis, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We've got a lot of clients that, you know, they get a little overwhelmed because nowadays, I mean, we've got so many systems that we can use in our businesses that are all tracking data on the back end, right? And so a lot of times they have their own internal reporting or dashboards or, you know, people create their own spreadsheets. And a lot of times what happens is they're creating or they're looking at metrics that are really vanity metrics. And that's where we see a lot of people waste time is when they're looking at the wrong metrics, you know, things that are very simple or things that are just not needle movers. And like you said, action oriented. Right? There are some things that are nice to know, but the things that are need to know are the ones that will help the business grow and that will help you take action in order to grow the business.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, there's so much data for us to consume and we got to focus on the things that matter the most. I mean, when it comes to like advertising, like impressions, like it's cool to know you got seen by millions of people, but what matters more is like how many people are clicking, how many people are subscribing to your email list. So being able to weed out what are those vanity metrics and just not focus on those, that gives you more time to focus on the stuff that actually matters and really helps you get that bottom line. And like there are like so many different data points that we could be focusing on. So how do we figure out what are the data points we should be focusing on to build up our revenue?
Yeah, a great question. And really, it starts with business questions. We like there's a lot of different business questions you can ask, and especially in different departments or different areas of the business. But it all starts with the business questions, and then what are your business goals? And those two things at a high level really help focus everything, so that then we can go down the what we have kind of a 7-step process called metrics mapping. We like to go through, but that's the starting point: is the business questions, getting very clear on what those are.
Yeah. So looking at the goals of the organization or looking at, you know, a lot of freelancers or entrepreneurs, just looking at what are the services that you're providing and what is that measurement of success, right? What is that end goal that if you were to do that, everything would be easier or unnecessary. So what we do is, you know, most of the times when we work with individuals or companies, they have a whole list of these potential KPIs or key performance indicators, or they have a whole list of business questions, right? So what's working? Why is it working? Where should we spend more money? Where should we cut our efforts? Where should we spend more time? Where should we spend less time, right? And so what we do is we take that list and we refine it. So there's a very simple way that you can refine this, and it's just by mapping out these KPIs on a matrix. And on the left side, you're measuring the value it has to your business or to your project, right? So if it's lower, that business value, then you put it lower on that scale. If it's higher, then you move it up. And then on the bottom, you measure out the feasibility. Like, how easy is it for me to track this, right? And then if it's easier, then it goes over to the right. If it's more difficult to track or almost impossible, then it goes to the left, right? And what it does is that creates these four separate quadrants. The ones that have the most value to the organization or to your project or goal, and the ones that are feasible and easy to track, those become your top focus, right? Now, what we call vanity metrics are ones that are that are very easy to track, but not necessarily very valuable, right? You're not going to take action from that. So that's what we call vanity metrics. And then there's the ones that are extremely valuable to you, but very difficult to track, right? There's a lot of buzz right now about attribution. Attribution is extremely valuable to know how much should I attribute to this one effort that I did to convert a client, right? Does it account for 100% of the reason they purchased, or does it account for 5% of the reason they purchased, right? And so there are different quadrants, and what that does is that gives you a roadmap to success. What are the things that I should be looking at right now? What are the things that I need to go do to go collect more data so that I can answer future questions? And then what are the things that I'm tracking right now that I could cut and it really won't impact my business at all? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like the idea of like categorizing the data and being able to really break down what is the most important piece of data that's going to allow me to take action, and then being able to apply that to your business. And data is something that really fascinates me. There was a book I actually read a while ago. I'm not sure if I'll get some parts of the example right, butcher other parts, but I feel like it's really valuable for this conversation. In World War II, the U.S. had a mathematician, and they were trying to figure out like how could they like have less planes crash. And what they would do is all the other people would say, they go to the plane, they'd see like this big engine was damaged. All the planes coming in with this big engine damaged, and like this particular part of the plane, I don't know the interior of planes, but they would say, okay, let's fix this part of the engine so that, you know, it's stronger, it's more durable. But then this one guy says, that's not the thing we should be focusing on. We should be because all those planes came back, we should be focusing on this other part of the engine or this other part of the plane that doesn't have a scratch, because the planes that are going down, they're getting hit in that area that on these returning planes is unscratched. So sometimes like the data could tell you to go in one place, but in reality, you have to have that critical thinking to realize that this other thing is the approach you should be taking. So how can you, like, you have the data in front of you, but what's your advice for getting a little more critical on the data and maybe seeing a different solution that the data could indirectly be indicating or isn't so obvious?
Yeah. And that's a great example. We love that example. We actually give that example a lot too. And it paints a good story, because you're right. You know, in our words, we say data never lies. It just tells a story, right? But if you're not able to infer and to really look at this with a critical mind, some people can infer the wrong things, right? You can make bad decisions off of good data just by misinterpreting it, right? And honestly, there's a framework to teach you to be more critical around your data, because it's such a specific skill set that if every business owner or every entrepreneur tries to become a data expert, it's so much, right? There's a lot of people out there that started a company that have no background in statistics or, you know, in understanding data in general, right? And so to go out and learn that skill set is not necessarily the best use of time for a lot of these people. Now, if you're already inclined to this and you're already enjoying data and looking at data, then yeah, there are obviously classes that you can take for, you know, critical thinking and for statistical analysis. But what we do is we just outsource, right? It's hiring other people who already have the industry expertise, who already have the data knowledge and can come in and can tell a story with that data, right? And so for each client that we work with, it's a little bit different, right? There are some that are more mature in their data or in their skill sets, but most smaller companies don't have the bandwidth or the time to go out and tackle that themselves. And so in the beginning, it's a lot easier to just outsource that until you can hire somebody full time to analyze that, or even part time to analyze that. Would you agree, AJ?
Yeah, I definitely agree. It's not your fault if you don't understand how to look at the numbers. We don't expect business owners to be data scientists or data analysts. So in the beginning, you want to find the team or a partner that can help bring those insights for you.
Yeah. And then the only other thing is, you know, if you're not ready for an outsourced team like that, the one thing that we would recommend is start looking at more and more data, right? The more that you get exposed to, the more you start to understand these underlying principles and you start to look for these anomalies, right? And every time you learn one aspect of this critical thinking, it will apply to 100 more use cases in the future, right? So if somebody is looking to learn this, it is something that will never be a bad investment of your time to learn, because right now, data is becoming so valuable, and organizations that are data driven have the competitive advantage. Data is the competitive advantage nowadays. And so if you have that ability to take action from data, that's extremely, extremely valuable.
And to be clear, it doesn't mean like spending hours upon hours every week. It means just time blocking maybe once a week to review your most critical numbers as a business owner or a freelancer or whatever. Or getting the team together and say, hey, let's look at the numbers that we do know that we've been tracking, and having that on a consistent weekly basis. It's not necessarily something you need to do every single day.
Coming up in this episode, we will have more insights on how you can use data to scale and fuel your revenue. Before we get into that, we first have the Jobber Minute. And some people say that they're not the most tech savvy people. So how will Jobber help them? Will it require any training? Well, unlike some of the other products on the market, Jobber is very user-friendly regardless of how tech savvy you are. With any new software, there's always going to be a bit of a learning curve. Fortunately, they have all the tools and support you need to make this process as successful as possible for you. Jobber Success Team is available to answer all of your questions and can be reached through their mobile app, email through support@getjobber.com, or over the phone at 1-888-721-1115 extension 2. You can also reach them via live chat by clicking the speech bubble on the top right corner of your Jobber screen. Plus, check out Jobber's Help Center for webinars, instructional videos, and other great features. And if you guys want a super special discount to Jobber, make sure you go to getjobber.com/im/breakthrough to claim your discount.
And data is very key, just being able to pick a time. Like, I like the idea of just blocking, because I feel like there are a lot of people who they will check their stats too much. Like, you know, they'll get a little jolt of energy when they see you make an extra book sale or something like that. So I like the idea of blocking time for it. It's also good to mention, like, even if you data is something where, like, if you learn the skill and like being able to interpret it, it is useful. I mean, not just 100%. From a business point, but I know for me, like, when I'm running a marathon, I'll look back at past marathon times, look at splits, things like that. So it also applies to running, to so many other areas that go beyond business. But in business, data is like something really valuable to do. I mean, our duo knows it. Co-founders of Praxis Metrics, fastest growing data companies in the world. So they've seen a lot of data. They've helped a lot of companies grow through their data. But I want to have a little fun with this, because Praxis Metrics, fast growing data company. What were some of the key data points you used to fuel your company and make it one of the fastest growing data companies?
Great question. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, as a data company, we our goal is to also take action from our data, right? We are practitioners of what we preach. But like you said, sometimes, you know, we get caught up in the micro view of things, right? We're managing individual projects, making sure they're on scope, making sure they're under budget, right? Things like that. And so a lot of times we need to, like AJ said, time block out specific time to look at the macro view, right? And look at this from a really holistic perspective rather than just the silos of our operations. So a specific example on this is, you know, at the end of last year, we took a good 2 weeks and really analyzed the entire year, looked at all of the projects that we'd worked on, looked at what went well, what didn't went well, what we worked on, how profitable each project was, right? All of these different elements. And what we found was one specific number that was not where we wanted it to be. And it was really abysmal. And so we were really stressed out about it. And we were like, how can we change this? Because we didn't really know, you know, the business was growing, everything was going well. But then when we took a step back, we realized that there was a big area of opportunity and waste. And we realized that we were one KPI away from exponential growth. And what that was we were writing off a lot of hours on our projects. We're very passion-based, very purpose-driven. And so when we get working on projects, our team gets excited and we get excited and we just want to over-deliver, right? That's something that we really pride ourselves in. And so what would happen is a client would pay us to do 50 hours of work and we'd end up working 75 or 100 and we wouldn't charge them for those extra hours, right? We just felt like we wanted them to have this great experience with us. And then what we realized was it was really impacting our overall profitability, right? And so all we needed to do was work with the team and say, hey, we've got one KPI that we're focusing on Q1 in 2019. And that is we are going to write off 0 hours. If we work for a project, if we work for a client, we are not working on anybody else. So they might as well pay us for our time, right? It's a simple exchange of energy. And just by having each team member be held accountable to how much time they were writing off for clients, it yielded like a 30% growth in just the profit margins, right? That allowed us to then hire 26 more people, right? And really expand. So when we work with all of our clients, we really, you know, like you guys said, you don't necessarily have to look at the numbers day to day, but a lot of roles in organizations do. They need to look at that because on a day-to-day basis, they need to have insights and they have to know how to act. But from a holistic point of view, we want to make sure that everybody that we work with takes a step back and doesn't get caught up in just the minutia, but can also look from a 50,000 foot view at everything and how it all impacts each other. Because you can see even bigger and more powerful correlations when you take the time to do that.
And being able to take that 50,000 foot view, it is something that more of us need to be doing, but in a hustle and bustle and not really like side hustle and all this different stuff, like we forget to do that. And mm-hmm. doing the 50,000 foot view really gets you clear on what you're supposed to be doing, what you shouldn't be doing, and really good info like that that you can only get by having that kind of a view. Now, one of the things based on like what we're hearing is that, I mean, you two, you have a business that is growing, that is still growing, that is taking on a lot of clients and is still growing. And I bring this up because a lot of people who I know who either I know them or I just like seen their content, they've said something like this, is that a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll be super light when it comes to themselves and standards, etc. Like, if they feel tired, they won't do videos or something like that. But when it comes to work for their clients, like, you know, they're locked in, they get the job done, they do everything that needs to be done. So how have you been able to like still get the job done for your clients, but not kind of push yourselves and your work and your business in the back of the line for all of your client stuff?
That's an awesome question. It's like that saying, you know, a cobbler's kid has no shoes, you know? It's like you get so busy, you know, doing it for other people that a lot of times you don't do it for yourself. And I think for us, it's making sure it's a priority and it's dedicating the time and the resources to that to make it a priority, right? AJ mentioned time blocking.
We do that all the time.
Yeah. put it on the calendar. Make sure that you have specific days of the month or time frames throughout the day that are already blocked off. You don't have client meetings, you don't touch your email, you don't touch anything else, and it's working on the business and not in the business, right? And so I think for us, the way that we do that is we've got dedicated team members that are focused on internal projects and dedicated ones that are focused on external, right? So that we're always moving forward on our initiatives as well, right? And that our data doesn't become secondary, even though a lot of times it does, because, you know, if a client's paying, then obviously it's kind of the trump card, right? But it's making sure that, you know, I think for us, especially, I think we did that for about a year where we put our data last. Mm-hmm. And then we realized after really deep dives that these sessions are so much more valuable than taking on 10 more clients. By understanding your data in your business, you can optimize the areas that are thriving and you can eliminate the areas of waste. Right? We increased profit margins by 30%, not by taking on 100 new clients. It was by fixing internal SOPs and internal processes that really had exponential growth. And that's where we see the shift from entrepreneurs to business owners, or from small companies to really thriving companies, is when they start to realize that their data is worth so much more than almost every other asset in the business. It's knowledge, it's wisdom. And if you're wise with where you spend your time, your money, and your efforts, everything gets easier.
Yeah, and that's a really great point, where you could increase your profit margin not by getting more clients, not by doing more calls. Those things help you get more revenue, but it's the systems you have in place to actually bring in the profit. Because if you get 10 clients each week, but each client they pay $1,000 a month to service them, it costs you $1,100 a month, you're at a losing proposition. You got to focus on the profit, which is what our duo here is definitely doing. But you got to really think about what those KPIs are. I mean, money should be one of the big KPIs you focus on, because money at the end of the day is like all the different parts of your business. The end goal is money of some sort. So having revenue in mind, but also having profit in mind is very vital.
Yeah, that's the scorecard. Yeah. And then just being able to understand which customers or which projects are the ones to focus on. And usually it's less. Usually it's not, you know, starting a bunch of different things and seeing what sticks. It's using the data to say, look, if we just did this one or two things and focused on these, the rest of them will just go away. It's really that Pareto's principle in all of the kind of data analysis you're doing when you're talking about client work and stuff. So that's been really helpful for us, just to narrow in, do less and make more. That's a big part of what we're trying to do.
I mean, it's the whole Instagram example too, right? They build that company for a completely different use case and purpose. And then they found that the one thing that was working really well was the picture sharing, photo uploading, right? And they pivoted, and that's what allowed them to scale. And we pivot all the time within our business, right? We have ideas. We want to go and lend ourselves to these new services, these new opportunities, right? And we'll go down all these different rabbit holes with our clients and explore these different things that we can provide for them. And then we analyze it and say, okay, so what is working, right? Should we do these pre-built? Should we do more custom? Should we do, right? And by looking at the data and seeing what's working for you as well as for the business, you can make those pivots that will allow you to really, really scale. In addition, another way that we use data, and that most of our clients, you know, especially if you're working for other companies, if you're either outsourced or, you know, an agency or a freelancer, data becomes the way that you share your value to those clients, right? It's an education that allows them to see your value and your worth. When they know that you've done these 300 hours of things, or you've yielded X amount of, right? All of these KPIs allow you to prove what you're worth to them. And if you can translate these numbers into a story, you become a vital piece of their organization, and they won't want to get rid of you because you're giving them such insight and such value, and they see what you're doing behind the scenes as well.
Yep, those are some really great insights. Definitely a great way to cap off this episode. Just to, again, like those key themes, think about what's important to you, be able to measure, be able to stay locked in and focused on it, and the results can come your way. So AJ and Megan, our dynamic duo for this episode, Praxis Metrics will be in the show notes, but where are some other good places we can find you and follow your work?
Yeah, praxismetrics.com. It's a great place to connect for all things. And then Megan and I are both on LinkedIn as well, yep. Facebook and Instagram. But I'd say praxismetrics.com is the best place to go check out our blog, check out a lot of our free content, free videos that we have. And then if you ever want to talk data and you're a company that's growing and need some help with tracking to dashboards, just hit us up on the Talk to a Data Expert and get a free data strategy.
Well, we'll have those links in the show notes of this episode. We'll also throw an ocean writing in the show notes for any author who wants to join me in January, figure out how to become a six-figure author. That link will be in there as well. But once again, AJ and Megan, thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success. It was such a pleasure having you on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It was
fun. Thank you.
AJ and Megan, thank you so much for taking the time to come on Breakthrough Success. Data is such an important area to study. Just looking at your own data and seeing what it's telling you, what you need to be focusing on, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, that is what the data is telling you. And being data rich just makes it easier for you to make the better decisions with all the data that you are given. And speaking of the topic of being rich, that is going to be our focus in the next episode. Some people feel like it's not okay to be rich. Some people don't know how to do the mindset shifts that take them from where they are now to being rich and being happy with accumulating wealth, being healthy, and living a rich life. So we'll be talking about that on the next episode of Breakthrough Success. Make sure you join us. In the meantime, if you did enjoy this episode, make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. And please consider leaving a quick review for the show, as those reviews certainly add up. But anyway, signing off, what I want you guys to do is to dream big, achieve greatness, and unlock your potential today.
This episode of Breakthrough Success was brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Start a free trial or sign up today to receive 20% off your first 6 months over at getjobber.com/im/breakthrough.